Ash.
Taryn.
For today's fact or fiction with Taryn, Renee, do you want, we're going to do celebrity edition.
Ooh, fun. Okay.
Do you want to know a fact about Kanye or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Ooh, let's go Leo.
Okay. Did you know Leonardo DiCaprio's mom was looking at a Leonardo da Vinci painting in a museum in Italy when Leo first kicked, and that's why he's named Leonardo.
I love that.
Is it true?
We'll never know.
The world may never know. But it says it on the internet.
But grateful. Forever grateful.
Right?
To her.
Right?
She also brought a lot to this world.
Kanye used to work at The Gap.
Was that the other fact?
Like, why is that so
weird to
me? We got a twofer
today, guys.
Not me telling you to choose and then me
it's
being like,
day.
But I have to tell
we
you.
Got both.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Imagine him just selling polos, being like, hi, welcome to the Gap.
I feel like he was the type of person that would like be like wrapping up your purchase and also telling you like just random information.
I know exactly.
Like he'd be like, you know, how's your day? And then you go to start talking about your day and he'd be like, yeah, man, like just life and the world. Yeah. And he'd be having all these like very insightful thoughts and kind of forcing them on you as you're waiting for him to just hand you your bag. That's
what
a
was he
1,000% what it was like.
I would love to know like what he was like. Like if he was like, I don't know, like because I feel like a lot of artist types are like a lot of times like socially shy, but they're like brilliant, right? Yeah. So it'd be just interesting to know like, like what type of employee was he before he like never had to work again?
Yeah, like
you know?
Was he a good employee? Was he a hard worker or was he just out there just living life, you
was
know?
Was he like, hi, just like, welcome to the Gap.
Welcome to the Gap. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ashley. That's Taryn. This is Unsolicited Advice, where we give you advice on your life situations.
Yeah.
On all life situations. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe. This is not YouTube, Ashley. This is not. Oof. Guys, we are.
How embarrassing.
We're done with Vlogmas, but it's still ingrained in me. This is not YouTube. Like, rate, review, and share this podcast. And also, if you haven't written a story yet, this is your sign.
This is your sign. You know what? It's a new year.
New year, new me.
It's a new you. It's not about you right now, Ash.
Well, it's a new year,
new
us.
We're talking about our listeners.
As a community.
It's, you know, it's your time. Be brave. Send in your
this
stories.
This is your year.
Or you know what? Hmm. Live a life that's worthy of creating stories.
Ooh, go outside and make some stories,
guys.
That's
all life, mama. Do things scary so you can embarrass yourself for our podcast.
For us.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
I'm thriving. I love New Year's. Mm-hmm. Like, I love new beginnings. I've talked about this before. So, I'm extra just, like, hopeful. And the world hasn't crushed my spirits yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're starting fresh. Blank canvas.
Check in with me next weekend. Yeah. But
let's give it a week.
Right?
We'll circle back.
We'll circle back and see where we are. Is there anything you need to update the class with?
Not really. Life's been good. New Year's is great. Feeling good. Getting rid of all the Christmas decor was nice. I feel like I love Christmas, but I feel like it feels very messy because there's just stuff everywhere, like not bad stuff, not dirty stuff.
No, but that
like,
makes sense for your personality.
There's just so many things everywhere, and I like it really clean. I like when I can see the floor, and I like when you know everything's very like visually clean. So yeah, it's been hard. Felt really good to clean up and see the house back in its.
I feel like I'm like opposite. Place. I have a hard time cleaning up after Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like I used to be sad when I was younger, and the older I get, the more like, all right. On to the next thing, you know, so.
You do clean up after Christmas, like, literally, like, the next day.
Yeah, because in my head, it's like, why?
I never noticed that.
It's kind of, like, there's nothing to look forward to anymore. So like, why have the trio?
What is worth living for anymore? It's done.
Yeah, I really go hard for cleaning and I almost always film it. So
yeah,
that's another thing.
She's a cleaner.
Yeah.
She's a cleaner. What's the next holiday to look forward to?
Valentine's Day, which is Taryn's favorite holiday.
One of, Ash. Mm. Yeah, I don't know why I'm talking about that. Anyways, I have to tearing it up for this week.
Thank God.
So, you know, I'm really just carrying our team today. And it is titled Dating App Edition.
Ooh.
We love it.
Dating app.
Honestly, like, I can't see... I've twiddled around, is that a word, on dating apps.
Twiddled?
Enough.
Yeah, sure.
Twiddled.
Sure.
Twiddled?
I don't think it is, but yeah, sure.
Twiddle my thumbs.
Twiddled
around.
I don't. I feel like I shouldn't be making this call.
Where's that one dad needs to email us back and tell us if it's right or not. I feel like I've been on them long enough to where, like, I'm like, there's no way, like, no, there's no way one person is out there and just started a dating app, had beautiful, pleasant conversations with everyone she matched with. Her dates were beautiful, or his dates were beautiful. Like, there's no way, if you've been on a dating app, you haven't had some weird, weird thing happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 I feel like it's inevitable.
Like, someone's messaged you something weird. Someone's made you feel creeped out. Like, yeah. There's no way.
It's like the anonymity that comes from conversing online that allows for people to do random stuff, like send you unwanted photos or comment
stuff that
is like, would you say this to me in person? Because do you really think that's going
to
work?
Does your mother know you're talking to me like this? No, I was just... Oh, my friend was telling me about her friend who started up a thing online with someone, was like super into this guy enough to where he flew out to like come spend time with her. Mm-hmm. And she said literally like 5 minutes into like him getting in her car from the airport, she was like, crap, like this is not the same guy that like I thought he was. And it got so bad to where like she had to ask him like, I'm sorry, I don't feel safe with you like staying with me.
Oh my God.
Isn't that insane?
That's dramatic.
And she obviously like felt comfortable enough that she like knew who this guy was before. Oof. Right?
But like how comfortable?
I mean, I don't know. I'm like, so paranoid.
My first thing is, even if I know, if I've been talking to the guy for a while, I wouldn't want you staying with me. Like if we're finally meeting in person, I'd still be like, get your own hotel room because I don't know you. Like,
no, for sure.
Rule number one, don't put yourself in that situation.
But I do think we're a different breed because we're true crime people. Mm-hmm. We think different. Like if you're into true crime, you think different.
Yeah. First date, drinks. Don't commit to a full dinner. Don't commit to a full dinner, drinks.
No. And what do you do with your coffee? Drink? You watch it like a hawk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You pick
it up
in the parking
lot. The barista gives it to you. The bartender gives it to you. Don't let him carry it.
You sent your friends.
That's how you
die.
Their
number, their picture, everything about them.
You allow them to track you for a full 24 hours.
You tell the person, hey, I have to check in with my friends every hour or they're going to come looking for me.
I've literally told a guy that before.
I have too. Yeah. You got to protect yourself. But anyway, what were we talking about?
This person.
Oh, dating apps. They're the worst. Yeah. Anyways, okay. So she continues. I've been a UA listener since day one. The podcast is the only thing that gets me through the dread of Monday mornings. Well, you know what that means? Mm. We're better than coffee.
We're better than coffee.
She said it.
I heard it here.
And I love that I can start my week off with your beautiful voices.
Oh, you like my voice?
Thank you so
much. My
voice? For coming to the podcast.
It's very, very...
What? You want to finish that
sentence? I had a stroke.
I feel that you just said very, very...
My mind went blank and I couldn't stop saying very. Anyways, let's move on.
You're okay.
Continue.
All right. I'd love to stay anonymous, mostly because I have a unique name. I feel that so hard.
Yeah.
Speaking of dating apps...
Yeah.
I'm even scared to put my name because my name is spelled very unique And because I'm like kind of famous on the internet. I couldn't even finish that sentence.
But
if you go into Instagram and just type Taryn, just my name, my thing will pop up.
Anyone with a remotely like non overly saturated name, like you can find them pretty easily.
Yeah.
So I understand.
I've had guys before be like, hey, what's your Insta? And I didn't respond because I get freaked out because that's so much commitment.
Oh, I had guys do the same. They were like, how come your Instagram's not linked? And I was like, because you don't need to see it.
Yeah, but then literally like 5 seconds later, they're like, oh, never mind, found it. And I'm like, dang. So that's why I've thought about like switching my name on my socials.
The level at which people dig. I'm like, let's just talk first. Then if we like each other, then dig. Yeah,
I know. Okay. But I wanted to share this Tearing It Up moment that happened to me a few weeks ago. I went on a date with a guy I met on Hinge. Something to keep in mind is that this was my first time meeting up with someone I met on a dating app. That's the scariest one, right?
Yeah.
Your first one?
The first one is a little awkward.
Yeah. Not that I've been on many, but my first one, I was scared. We made plans to meet at a brewery, and my date arrived a few minutes before I did, and he texted me to tell me he was waiting inside. When I walked into a very packed brewery, may I add, I saw a guy sitting at a table over to my left. He was staring and smiling at me, and he looked like my date. So I started to walk over to him. Uh-oh. I began to say hi, and he looked very confused that I was talking to him. And it was only then that I realized that this was not the guy I'm meeting up with. Then out of the corner of my eye, I could see my actual date standing across the room from me watching this whole thing unfold.
Oh my God.
I had to awkwardly backtrack once I realized I got the wrong guy. And it's safe to say that those first few minutes of the date were very awkward and embarrassing. I had a good time, but unfortunately, it was not a love connection. Needless to say, I'm never going on a date ever again.
Okay.
I hope you guys had a good laugh, and I hope y'all have a great Monday. That's good.
That's so funny. Embarrassing.
But see, I feel like that would start off the date so good.
Oh, it gives you endless conversation.
Unless the person you walked up to, the person you were supposed to meet, looked at them and was like offended, like you thought that was me.
Unless, yes, or you, yeah. Or like the person you walked up to was significantly better looking than the actual date. Because then
you go and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It is funny when you only see someone through pictures and then you see them in person, how much different sometimes people.
Absolutely.
You're like, I can tell it's you, but like you look different.
Yeah. I'm like, were the photos you posted 10 years old?
Seriously.
Be honest. Are these high school photos or is this college photos? You know? Because I'm like, I could see that it's you. I see the resemblance, but you don't look at all like.
Yeah,
it's
you're like,
not
what were you expecting to do when you actually had to meet up with people?
Then you're like, oh, by the way, I'm 40.
I've been catfished too bad. I've been height fished.
Yeah,
where I walked up and I was like, the thing. You are not 6'2", my friend. You're a hard 5'9".
5'9".
You're a hard
the dramatic difference.
5'9".
My God.
Anyways, so yeah, that's my turn.
Wow, that's a good one.
It was a good one.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I've never done that.
What? Oh, walked up to the wrong guy. I feel like you're the type that would get there like 30 minutes before, make sure like you have your everything like arranged, like to where you're sitting.
I'm going to give you guys a little glimpse into my dating life. I always get there early.
Yeah.
But I don't get out of my car. Why? Because I enjoy walking up a few minutes late and letting them watch me walk up.
Do you look for them?
Straight. No. Like, I love when I'll wait for them to be like, hey, like, I'm sitting inside. And then I will walk in, like, knowing that they are going to watch me, like, find them and then walk over and sit down.
Really? That's interesting.
Well,
I feel like socially, that is a very big, like, area where people would usually feel, like, anxiety over. And you do have some social anxiety at times.
Yeah.
So I would never guess that.
I have social anxiety in like big group settings, but I thrive in small intimate groups, like one-on-ones or like a party of five.
you know,
or less. Also, that's not me like having to start conversation. That's me simply walking up. And I do have a lot of confidence in like me.
Just walking up.
And,
yeah.
Like my body and how I present myself. So I think that is really fun for me.
That's so interesting.
I love it. And I love like getting up and going to grab a drink or something and knowing that they're watching me. That sounds weird, okay, but
Ashley's like, check me out. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
But also, like, I feel like I have a little bit of control, and it just, I don't know. I enjoy showing up a little late.
Cool.
That's my
the
tip.
Only time Ashley will show up late to anything.
But like,
is a date.
They think I showed up late. I've actually been there.
Been there forever.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Do you want to jump into your story?
I would love to.
All right.
This one is titled, When Do I Give Up?
Never.
Never give up. Never. What Never. Is that from? It's from a movie.
Like
for
every
sure.
movie.
Never give up.
Don't give up. Never give up. Never surrender.
I think it's from Alaska. Just an Alaska. Old Disney movie.
Oh, I forgot
a
about that movie.
Super old Disney movie. What did Dad say? Never give up. Never. I'm pretty sure. Anyways, let's get into it. Hey, girls. Of course, I want to start off by saying how much I adore y'all. Ever since the first episode, you guys make my week and somehow always give me advice that I never knew I needed.
Because we're freaking magical.
That's how professional we are, people.
Magical.
That's how good we are at our job.
Yep.
She writes, let's begin, shall we? So I've been dating this amazing, sweet guy for almost a year and a half now, and we were inseparable for many months. You know how COVID is. Anyways, we are polar opposites when it comes to our motivations for work/school. I am super motivated, organized student in an intense program. Also, I'm an Enneagram 8, if that helps paint a picture at all.
The challenger.
Which, if you guys don't know, the Enneagram 8 is the challenger. They're really good at confrontation. They're very bold in how they speak, and they don't shy away from a challenge, which yep. pretty much is what she already explained. She writes, her boyfriend has trouble being motivated to get any work done, take care of himself, eat properly, or excel. This has been an ongoing problem through senior year and now into university. We're currently doing long distance, which makes having serious conversations harder, but we've talked about it a lot and I try to help him find something that will motivate him. I share tips on how I stay up to date with my schoolwork and how you need to find something that you love doing. She adds in parentheses, for me, it's going to the gym, so that you can get out of bed and get your day started. I feel like a broken record player because we've had this conversation so many times, but I also don't want to sound like an over-controlling mother. We've talked about therapy so that he can deal with his ADHD and depression, but he doesn't have the money to go and refuses to do anything virtual. She puts in all caps, so here's my problem. When am I supposed to know when to give up? There's nothing major wrong right now, but I feel like the more we grow, the more we are going to grow apart. I can't see myself marrying him anymore, but I also don't know where to draw the line because we're so young. I want somebody that has the same motivations as me, but also, he has always been extremely supportive, so I don't know what to do. Any advice would be amazing. Thank you, girl, so much.
Okay. Again, wow. I thought I was listening, but I'm forgetting details. Did she say how old she was?
She didn't give an exact age.
University,
but
though,
in college.
Okay.
I'm guessing like 22.
Okay. I have so many things.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ash. I'll just start with one thing because I know how I get. I'll talk forever and then I take all your things. And then
yeah, don't
you
take
stare
all my thoughts.
At me blankly.
Don't take all my thoughts.
And then I'm like, is she mad at me? okay. I think my first. I don't want to like dive straight in, but we're going to dive straight
in. That's what she's here for.
So I think a lot of people, especially a lot of strong people who are very set and secure in who they are, unintentionally take this like, not like God role, but kind of like this complex of like, how I live my life is right. And you kind of set your own standards of like, no, this is what it looks like to be motivated. This is what it looks like to be hardworking. Like if you have your life together, it looks like A, B, C, because mm-hmm. that's where they've found their strength and that's like their own truth. Mm-hmm. And so I think unintentionally, they kind of start to put people in comparison with their standards that they've set.
Yes.
And so a lot of times people don't measure up to that because rightfully so, they're a different person.
Yeah.
And so I think from what I'm hearing, like obviously there is a deeper issue because he's going through stuff like he seems unmotivated and whatever.
She also mentioned depression.
Yes. But I would just be curious to know like more about him specifically and how he ticks, because yeah, maybe he's not going to the gym and eating healthy, but is he like thriving in like his relationships and his work stuff and like the things that are important to him? So it's almost like I think there is something he's going through right now, but I would just suggest to take a step back and to not put him in the same box that you are in, because mm-hmm. you're not the same person.
Yeah.
And it's a dangerous place to be in, and resentment starts to come like when, and I even struggled that like with you and Alicia, like mm-hmm. you guys are very like the stuff that you put ahead of everything is like fitness, like your physical body, like what's going on. Like that's something that you guys have found so much enjoyment in and that you thrive in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, for me, like I felt when I started to kind of not put that as my focus, I felt like this rift start to form and I started to kind of be like, oh my God, are they judging me? Like, is that why we don't hang out as much? Because I'm not like doing what they're doing. And it's like, I started to feel this like difference that I was putting up in my own head. Mm-hmm. So imagine if you guys were actually like what she's saying, looking at me and being like, wow, she does not have her life together because she's not doing this and she's not doing this. When I was in that low place, mm-hmm. I feel like that would have caused me to like push away even more, because I'm yeah. like, I can't handle your judgment when I'm already struggling, like judging myself.
Interesting. That's what I was going to say, is I feel like a lot of people that I've met, and this includes me in different areas of my life, when people try to force something on me, I almost want to run in the opposite direction.
Yes.
And this is something that like first example I thought of was like, my mom is this amazing drummer and I was forced as a kid to do music lessons. I love that. Like, I think obviously in a parenting aspect, like I get that and I understand that, but it made me not want to play because I felt this kind of like forced thing.
But
because
my mom wanted reality, me to, you loved it, but I it was loved the forced.
It yes. was so good for me.
Yes.
I ended up having to, and here's where I'm going. Bear with me.
No, I'm following. I'm following. Ash,
I ended
going.
Up having to stop doing music lessons with my mm-hmm. mom and get my own drum instructor yep. separately, like away from her. And that's when I started taking drumming seriously yep. because I chose it for myself. So I'm curious how much he actually would like to start challenging himself and putting his health first, but is feeling this pressure from you. Mm-hmm. And so is feeling like, oh, well, you're making me not want to do it, so I'm not going to. But he yeah. actually might want to if you just backed off.
Yeah, because it's again like the like our natural tendency
on his own.
Yeah, like to try to like measure up to the people in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not that this is right, but I think there is like a tendency just from how people were raised, and I think we're becoming a lot more aware of like how to have like healthy masculinity. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is this still thing from like guys, like you know, who've grown up being told, like, you have to be, like, the man, mm-hmm. you have to be, like, in charge of your household someday, like, yeah. whatever. And so if he's, like, struggling and then his girlfriend is just, like, thriving and, like, come on, like, get it together, like, there could be, like, a hint of that, too, where he's mm-hmm. just feeling, like, all his power is, like, stripped and he's just, like, I don't know who I am. And, like, and so there's, like, pushing on multiple levels. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think I get the, like, I would love to do canceling but not virtual, but that also could be a built-in, like, excuse. And I've done it before where I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I would love to, like, be better at this, but oh, too bad I can't because, like, I got this going on.
I was going to say, the virtual thing sounds like an excuse to me, too. Because if he really wanted it, then it'd be like,
yeah,
whatever I can get, I'm just going to go for it.
And it's not the greatest. Like, no, I'm doing virtual counseling.
I did virtual. It was hard.
And I don't love that aspect. Like, literally one of my sessions the other day got, like, cut in the middle. And I was sitting there like,
The amount of times that I started daydreaming, cried and they couldn't tell, or just started drawing, or went on my phone and they had no idea. Like,
it's hard.
I get too distracted.
It's the taking the step.
And it's also prioritizing your mental health and taking care of yourself. Yep. And I think what it does sound like, and I want to, like, encourage you here for a second. It does sound like he needs someone like you in your life. And I do think it's good to challenge the people around you. I just think when it comes to something as serious as this, you can't be the one doing something for them or wanting it more than they do.
Yeah.
Because that's only going to, one, bother you. Because I feel like I've been in you, our anonymous writer, I've been in your place multiple times and I feel 100% like I know how to help.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to help you if you would just listen. But the like, it always comes back to, it's not my job and it's not my responsibility. And if they wanted me to, they will tell me.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah. If my parents or family, friends, you, like anyone, if they really want my help, they'll be like, hey, Ashley. And they'll tell me because I've made a safe place for people to tell me that. So I can't assume that they want me to step in and start controlling their life because it's not my responsibility and it's not my right. I have no right to do that.
It's not your responsibility. And, like, what's hard for a lot of us to do is to accept that your, like, what you think they should do might not be mm-mm. what they should do. Mm-hmm. Like, and so that's what I think, especially as an 8, I can relate to this because I'm a 2, but I go to an 8 a lot. Mm-hmm. And I get very obsessive with when I watch people doing stuff and I'm like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then when they don't listen, I'm offended by it.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, like, all we are meant to do is, like, support the people in our lives. Now, when you are in a romantic relationship and that person is affecting you in a certain way, and especially, like, you're not married, like, if you start to feel, because she mentioned, like, I don't know if I see, like, the future. Well, then you got to think about, like, are you doing more damage to yourself and him by staying in something that's not meant to be?
Yeah.
Because the longer you're with someone, the more attachment you form, the more you open yourself up to things happening that hurt you that mm-hmm. are going to impact your actual person who's out there.
Messy. Yeah.
So I think if you're starting to feel this sense of, like, I'm not seeing a future, I would handle that breakup very delicately and not rub in his face. Well, it's because you never did this and you.
Yeah, no.
Anytime you, if you're making a decision, you need to always say the I statements. Like, I just feel like I'm not in it. Like, I don't want to waste your time because, like, I'm not feeling this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, put the focus on yourself.
But also I feel like you should give him a second. I feel like you should intentionally back off a little bit from, because I'm just going to assume, I might be wrong, but if you are an 8 and you are as driven as you appear to be, you might be coming off a little harsh in how you speak with him and how you challenge him. So I would intentionally take a few steps back and give him some time. Obviously, I would put a time limit on it because I don't want you waiting around forever. But I would give him some space and allow him to hopefully raise the bar himself and, like, meet his own goals. But if you don't see that drive or ambition in any way, then I would. And obviously, that's a problem for you. Then that's your sign to probably end it, because it does sound like that's a deal breaker for you.
Yeah. And I mean, have you, I'm not assuming you have or haven't, but just a question, like, have you actually sat with him and just said, like, hey, you know how much I love you. You know how much, like, I want to be a support to you. And I could not call myself a good girlfriend if I didn't say, I feel like I've noticed, like, you've been struggling. And yeah. I just want to know, like,
how can I help?
Like, yeah. How can I help you? Like, what do you need from me? Like, yeah. I would love to talk to you about this stuff. Like, at least provide him a safe space to say what he needs mm-hmm. to say. And then if from there you start to communicate, like, okay, well, this is affecting me and, like, whatever. And then it kind of, like, grows from there. But your first point of contact should always be, like, hey, what do you need from me? Yeah, like, I've do you need this. Me to leave you alone? Do you need some space? Like, yeah. Do you need an accountability partner? Like, what do you need from me?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you want a coach? Do you want me to actually be, like, waking you up every morning to take you to the gym? Or do you want me to just kind of, like, be supportive and encouraging?
Yeah.
Like, there's a big difference, and I can do both roles well. So let me know
yeah.
which
and
one you want.
If fitness is not his thing, like, that's not your place to tell him he needs to do that. Mm-mm. Like, if you but want someone who's into it and he doesn't want to, then that's your choice if you want to find someone else. But you can't push that onto him. So if he's like, hey, like, I don't really care right now about, like, working out and eating healthy. Like, that's not my priority. Like, these things are.
Yeah.
Then you have to accept that that's, like, where he's at. You can't push that onto him.
Yeah.
But if that's something you find of value, then you need to make that choice to find exactly. someone who has that too.
Yeah. And I've told Taryn this before. Like, fitness is a huge part of my life. It's part of my everyday routine. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely can't picture myself with someone who doesn't take it kind of seriously.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've realized about myself. And that's something that I've held in the back of my head going into dating.
Yeah.
So, like, the first few dates, I'll, like, pick up on stuff. And if they are into it, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, we would probably mesh really well. And if they're not, I'd be like, oh, well, we might not really get along. But I need someone who does.
Yeah.
And I've recognized that and I've accepted that. So, like,
yeah,
I think it's totally fine if that's what you need in your life. You just need to.
But that's a you thing.
Recognize that that has nothing yeah. to do with his mm-hmm. drive or goal or ambition. That's just you being that type of person and needing that in life.
Yeah.
And that's nothing wrong with him. That's, again, like Taryn said, that's a you thing. So
That's a choice that you've made. So you have to take the responsibility of, like,
ending. If you do end it with him or have this conversation with him, like, this is you saying, like, this is me.
Yeah.
And I think I've realized I need this.
Yeah. No,
end of
for
discussion.
Sure. I hope, Anonymous, that, like, some of these things are resonating, because this is such a hard thing to talk about without knowing so many more details.
Yes.
But I think either way, I think you're at a point where you've either got to shift and try to meet him where he's at, or yeah. you need to just make the choice that you need something else. And
yeah.
either one of those is fine. Just make sure you're gentle in
Absolutely.
Either way, because I think we've gotten so much as a society of, like, oh, I have to take care of myself and I need mm-hmm. to stick up for me and it's about me and whatever. And it's like, yeah, but you do realize, like, you could possibly impact this person in a negative way for the rest of their life. Like,
yeah.
take a second, shut your mouth and yeah. just, because you can't be like, get off your butt, so I'm leaving and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that, like, is necessary. Like, Mm-mm. you can say something kindly and walk away mm-hmm. without having to, like, destroy a person in the meantime.
It's cruel.
Yeah.
It's really cruel. And we're above that. So
yeah.
definitely don't do that.
I'm not, Anonymous, I'm not assuming that you would do that.
No.
I just obviously am passionate about it because
yeah.
I just hate that people, like, hurt others, like, so nonchalant. So I just think either way, you need a second and think about what's best for you, what you need. But in proceeding, because he is dealing with some depression and stuff, just be really gentle either
Absolutely.
Way.
But proud of you for the fact that you're even, like, trying to help him in this type of way or care about him so much is really beautiful. I love that you're figuring out what you need and what you want in life. And I feel like this is going to be, whether it, like, you have a conversation with him and you help him or you guys end up separating, this is going to be a good move for you.
Yeah.
A good step forward.
I agree.
We love growth.
Love growth.
Love growth.
Okay, well, thank you, Anonymous. And we also are jumping to not Anonymous. I don't know why I thought they were Anonymous. Ashley, you're not paying attention to me.
Would you stop?
You're not. Admit, were you?
I was listening.
What did I say?
I don't know. I was responding to an email.
Yeah, you were. Everyone can hear little tip-tap fingers. Okay. You're going to be like me. I wasn't listening in the beginning of yours. And then I was like, wait, who are you talking about? Okay, how old are they?
We're back. We're back on track.
Okay. This one is called My Weakness Makes Me Feel Like Garbage. Yeah. Everyone? Mm-hmm. Same.
Let's all just agree on that.
Yep. All right. Dear Ashley and Taryn, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. We did.
We did. This was a while ago.
Yeah. Before I start, I want to say that I really enjoy listening to the podcast. I've learned so much, and I really enjoy the friendship you have with each other.
Stop. That was beautiful.
We're silently reaching across for each other.
The way.
Okay. Anyways, I'm Allison, and I'm currently a master's student in New Jersey studying biomedical sciences.
Oh, get it, girl.
You sound way smarter than I will ever be. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The class is a discussion-based course, and when I registered, I thought I would be fine. However, and however's in all caps. Anytime there's a however, I feel like it should be in all caps.
Yeah.
It's agreed. I love my life. However, I want to die.
Plot twist.
It has not been fine. Class participation is 30% of the course, and I absolutely hate class discussions. I definitely should have dropped the class, but I thought that I would be okay since I have grown and changed. Also, one of the big assignments for the class is a research paper, which is 30% of your grade, and I really enjoy writing. I told myself that my goal for each class is to speak at least once. As the semester progresses, however, that did not happen. I've only spoke once throughout the entire semester, and honestly, it makes me feel terrible. I talked to my therapist about it, and I definitely was like, it'll be okay. I do have a couple more classes left, and so I will get the courage to say something in class. But guess what? That did not happen. And now I only have one class left for the semester. Honestly, I've given up because I know that class discussions are not my strength at all, but I feel like crap for thinking that I could have done it. On top of that, I feel like I have prepared a lot for each class with the readings that were assigned, and I've tried emailing the professor at the beginning of the semester about my worries, but received no reply. That is the absolute worst. I get, like, when you go from high school to college, it's a different playing field.
It is.
It's totally different.
You have to be annoying.
I hate the fact that the professors are so kind of like callous to nonchalant, everyone, and very like out of reach.
Yeah,
you know?
They're like, figure it out. Do it on your own.
Yeah. Because of all my efforts, it makes me feel even worse. My therapist said that I can either accept this weakness as something that is a part of me, or I can work on it. I decided that I'm going to try to accept it because I know that I have other strengths, but I still don't feel great. As of right now, I'm honestly just hoping for a B, and I know that a B is not the end of the world. I'm just really trying to make myself feel better about my weakness, but it's so hard. I'm honestly not sure what sort of advice I'm looking for or even asking for, but I'm excited to hear what you guys have in store for me if you do read my email. Anyways, thanks for letting me write this out. I really, really hope you guys do read this because I'm desperate for y'all's thoughts. Sincerely, Allison.
Allison.
Ashley, I feel like...
Yeah. Yep. Allison,
just
you
take
and
over.
I are the same person. I really want to just take a second to say I experienced the exact same thing in college and high school. I need a second to collect my thoughts. I need a second to figure out what I feel about the topic, what my beliefs are on the topic before I can actually say something. And every time in class, because there's so many people, at least 10 people would speak and then literally say every thought that came to my head. So I would be like, well,
yeah,
there's that. I don't need to chime in anymore. I feel like I had to come to a conclusion where I realized that's not a weakness. That's just how I am. And I do think that there has to be some sort of degree of separation in recognizing that this doesn't mean that you are a poor communicator.
Yeah.
You just communicate differently.
Mm-hmm.
Even at like parties or family dinners, I have a hard time interjecting myself because I need a second to think about what I'm saying. I'm not great at just like going for it when it comes to like real conversation, not like topical, like shallowy conversation. Yeah. Like if we're talking about something real, I need a second.
And you're not the type to like speak loudly enough to be like, I'm going to talk over you so I can like interject here.
I don't have
you're
a
loud. You're the type that's like, when there's a pause, you'll like add what you're saying.
Yeah.
Which is hard in situations like
that. Yeah. And I have so many friends, Taryn being one of them, that is so like really good at expressing themselves, expressing their thoughts like in the moment really quickly. Also that are just like loud and exuberant and like fun. And I...
You're fun, Ash.
I know. I'm fun. I'm definitely fun. That's not what I'm saying. I'm definitely fun. But when I am with people who speak loudly and can speak very quickly, I usually can't get a word in. Yeah. So I've learned that that's not something against me. That's not something against them. That's just kind of how I am. And if it's someone I'm comfortable with, I'd be like, hey, let me talk.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Let me talk.
Do you with your sister, you get like that. You'll be like, you interrupted me. Yeah,
you interrupted me.
Do you want, I'm going to say something.
Okay.
Do you know that in big groups, that's why I always am like, wait, Ash, remember the other day you did that? I
you're
like,
so sweet.
I give you like in.
I'll be like, thank you, Taryn. I will step into that pathway that you just opened. She literally like parts the Red Sea so that I can speak. But I do remember specifically class being really difficult for me.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds like you are an excellent student and have great goals and are achieving them. B is not a bad thing. I think it is healthy for you to try to speak like once in a while and challenge yourself in that way. But I would just not be as harsh on yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. And yeah, I think you need to be more gentle with yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about this before, but I think with certain things, and this is with in relationships, and we kind of touched on it, honestly, in the first one, there's things about ourselves that we have to just accept and learn how to, like, cope in a way that, like, works for us. And then there are areas that we can push ourselves. Also, I don't think you have to just, like, make a decision that's final. I think there's moments where in that moment you can accept, like, wow, this is just not going to happen today because I'm struggling. And then the next day you can try again. And I don't think that's like, oh, I failed today and now I'm going to try to do better. It's just like this. It is what it is. Yeah. Like, and the second you start to be more gentle in that way, the second like what you used to qualify as a mess up doesn't like affect you as much because you're just like, nope, like today wasn't it. Like it just wasn't my day, you know?
And I think there's nothing wrong with using things like raising your hand to get attention in class. 90% of the time, that's something I had to do. And I might sit there with my hand up and I might feel like a fool with sitting there with my hand up for a long period of time in university where most people don't raise their hands.
Yeah.
But if that's what it takes for you to get your voice heard and to get a better grade, then let's go. Like, let's utilize that so that we can get our voice heard. If that helps, maybe you like interject or learn like an easy way to be like, oh, I have a thought on that or, you know, so that you can get everyone's attention. Figure out what that looks like for you and then just lean on that for the rest of school.
Yeah. I looked up like a couple tips on overcoming participating in class.
I love tangible tips.
Honestly, like most of these are pretty like, I feel like you'd hear them and be like, duh. But like, I thought some of them were kind of cool. One of the things I thought was cool is it said like mind over matter of like just thinking about like really like what is it that I'm trying to do right now? And is this going to like hurt me? No. And then also it raised the question like, do you frequently just think about when someone messed up or said the wrong thing in class?
Yeah.
No. Like, I never did. Like,
If I messed up and said the wrong thing, it's all I would think about all day long. If someone else did.
But nobody else is thinking about you. Yeah. Like, no one, honestly, I think we all think everyone is watching us and cares about our life.
We are the main character.
Nobody cares. Everyone is so self-absorbed with their own stuff. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, remembering that. Also, like, never underestimating. Like, I'm the type that I'd raise my hand and say something in class. And, like, if the teacher destroyed me, I'd just be like,
cool.
Oh, and then like I just kind of like laugh, and then people laugh, and then they're done. They're because like on relatable. To the next thing.
It's like, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah,
cool.
Whoops. You know.
Also, I went out of my way. This was after like I had been in school for a bit. I went out of my way. I annoyed probably the hell out of my professors because I would show up to their offices even at unscheduled times and be like, listen. I am having a hard time. It was always my math teacher.
Yeah.
And I would express to them that I'm trying so hard, but I can't move forward. And I would look for advice like you're doing with us right now. And I think including your teacher in this and letting them see that this is hard for you, but you're trying, I think might actually help a lot.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it depends because like if the teacher's not willing to like talk with you at all. I mean, I would see like if you have like a school counselor or something, maybe but you could talk to.
I would even like show up to their office hours, like show up and be like, hi, I need to talk to you. You haven't been responding. Like, I need you right now.
I cannot get involved in the discussion. Like, do you mind calling me first? Like, every once in a while, if you think about it, like if you see me raising my hand, like, you know, another thing it was saying, like to separate and remember, like, this is my education.
Yeah.
So thinking about it as not like, oh my gosh, I have to get over my fear, but being like, no, this is just like I'm writing a paper. Like, this is my education.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was like interesting too. To like sometimes I have to do that where I'm like, no, strip everything. I'm not focusing on my emotions right now. Like, I'm just focusing on like this.
Click into this is your job mode.
Yeah.
Me being like not the most outgoing person, I somehow thrived behind the desk at work because like this was my job.
Yeah.
It wasn't me personally. It was my job.
Yeah.
So maybe click into like this is your job.
Yeah. And also like if you like run out of things to say, like people just like hearing the sound of their own voices. So you could also raise your hand and always like ask a clarifying question.
Yeah.
But that still was like, oh, she participated, you know. But I mean, you wrote this at Thanksgiving, so I'm sure you're done with the class. And girl, accept and own whatever grade you got.
Yeah. And
it's
move
okay.
into this next semester.
There's a next semester.
With confidence.
But I do think my biggest advice would be to like accept and not beat yourself up for like where you struggle, but also like constantly just be trying to see like if you can like conquer it in another day and own, like praise yourself for those little victories, you know, but don't get down on yourself or think like you're losing if you don't do other stuff. Like not everyone in the world has the same strengths. Not everyone, like if all of us were the type that just like burst in with our opinions and are so loud all the time, like no one would hear anything. So you are needed, you are valued, you are created just the way like you should be. So own who you are and don't get on yourself, but you can also be proactive with, okay, well, how can I survive, you know, this class, or like, let me push myself tomorrow, you know? But yes, anyways, thank you so much for writing in, Allison.
Yes.
Yeah, these were good stories. These are
so
great,
good.
Like real life things.
Very
you know?
Good. Love them.
Okay. Should I wrap us up with a?
Absolutely, as per usual.
A dad joke. Okay. Why did the barber win the race, Ash?
Something by a hair.
That's really. It's not it, but that's really. That's really good. Okay. He knew a shortcut.
Ah. Damn it.
So good, guys.
If you made it to the dad joke, we love you the mostest. You already know that. Be sure to like, rate, review, share.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
They can subscribe to our YouTube.
Follow us.
Duh.
Yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram. We have personal Instagrams, Ash Nicole and Taryn Renee. Follow us there. And yeah, we'll be talking to you guys soon in the next episode.
We love
episode?
You all.
Yeah.
Check in with someone, send someone love, and do something
do good
exciting today.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.